Hey, what's up, party people? It's your boy, Coach. This is Soul Sacramento Podcast, tuning in for another episode. Today, we got one of the Mozzarella Fellas' newest works, Gangland Landlord. You know what I mean? It's the little retake of the Gangland Landscape. He's just coming to your people, showing them that it's still 4th Ave or nothing, showing them that he's the landlord of the gangs, and you know, he just really putting on for Sacramento 916 NorCal. We in the building, man. It took a long time for us to get that throne because the Bay had it, LA had it, and now it's so Sacramento. We're going to keep it lit, man. So today I'm going to go over one of the new songs off the album, Dead Homies, featuring E. Mozzie, which is one of his, I think, cousins in real life. But he's one of the Mozzie Squad's lyricists, and let's dig into it. So on the Dead Homies track, there's a lot of metaphors and a lot of words that we want to interpret for some of the, you know, the novices, some of the noobs, so we can be on the same page. One of the first lines he did say was, he can go like he Perk or some. Perk, for all y'all that don't know, was one of the illest drillers in the squad, the Ridezillas, Perkzilla. R.I.P. He died of friendly fire one night. He was on a trip trying to get it done, and you know, some things happened, but he's still heavily saluted in the streets. A lot of people respect him. He one of the hardest workers. He was gonna make it too in a rap game. He was doing some stuff with Doom Coon of the Federation, and then unfortunately he got ended early, but his name's still ringing bells all through the streets of Sacramento and the Bay. So that's doing like Perk or something. Mozzie also said he gonna, what'd he say? Oh, blood of Theodoric like a Pikachu. Oh, you feel me? So a Theodoric is just, you know, probably one of them tree huggers that like to do theater classes in high school. Might be really into themselves, one of you filmy things, but ain't really no driller, ain't really no gangster, but no hate. We love the Theodorics, but, you know, they ain't going to be along the line with all this drilling. So he just saying Theodorics, and then a Pikachu, Pokemons and things, but he just over here clowning on them little dorks, you feel me? I remember on the Thizzler thing, Mozzie commented on Ling Ling, called her a Pikachu, because if you don't remember, Ling Ling tried to hate on Sacramento, tried to say we ain't about it, but it's all good though. But that just reminded me of Ling Ling. He called her a Pikachu, and that was hilarious. Or as the Bloods would say, that was bomity. Yeah, boy. And then he talked about his boy doing 30, having 40 years, doing 30 of them. And that's Lil Nick, his stick, Lil Nick. He's actually the one that started this movement, not playing films. If you don't remember, he was the one walking all through the Ave, 4th Ave, Pebble Beach, Cherry Clan, talking about what it do, what it don't do. He incarcerated right now, but we do got to give him his props for being one of the head honchos, founding fathers of this whole Sacramento drill movement. So shout out Lil Nick, his stick, Soul Tees, real one. Always. And then you feel me, Mozzie talked about people double pumping, pump faking. That's just when in any situation you ain't really about what you say you about. You may say you about to go do this and then you do something else, so that's a pump fake. They get that from the move in basketball, where you do a little head fake and then the defender jumps and then you take it to the hoop. So he talking about them dudes that be pump faking, double pumping, man. They talk about even out the score. The score is just kind of, that's like in the gangland shit. It's like when you catch a body, that's a score. And then when the ops catch a body, they scoring. So honestly, I don't know what the score is like. I know right now it's not as spunky as it was in the past. But you know, honestly, I'm a humanitarian. You know, I like the gang shit, but I'm more of on the humanitarian side, so I don't want to see nobody score. I just want to see, you know, love and prosperity. But even after scores, talking about body counts. And then they say, who wants smoke? That's kind of along the same lines. If you want smoke, it means you want to rumble in the jungle. You want to tussle, you feel me? You want to, tango, whatever you want to call it, man. But it's usually gunplay or no play, you feel me? And then we got the slide. Slide is like take a trip. Take a trip is like, again, taking a trip even out to SCO. So when you slide on somebody, we ain't talking about that dance move. We're talking about that, you feel me, jump in the load, bounce out on them, walk up, catch a body or two. So that's all that is. And you know, that's some of the interpretations of the dead homies on this gangland landlord, Sacramento. I appreciate all your listeners and all your views. Again, tap in next week for another episode of the So Sacramento podcast, starring your boy Coach, the hood narrator. Keep your ears to the streets, man, lace up your cleats. Oh boy.